Blog Talk Radio.
This is my wish for the world, that peace would find its way to every boy and girl. This is the time for harmony. Let love be the song that everybody sings. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bells and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be peace on earth. Lift your light, let it shine. Shine, shine, shine. Let every voice be heard. Let there be peace on earth. I hear the sweetest sound, the sound of hope to come. Together we could bring goodwill to everyone. Let it start with you. Let it start with me. Let every nation rise and sing this melody. Fill the air with joyful noise. Ring the bell and raise your voice. Let there be peace on earth. Let there be
listening to the Spirit Alive Ministries Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Apostle Cook. Welcome to Taking It to the Streets War Room for this Monday, December the 4th, 2023. Now, I'm Apostle Shalene Cook, and as always, I am joined by the very anointed servant leaders here at Spirit Alive in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers, Bishop Lester Carver, Deacon William Isbell, and our beautiful sister and friend, Mother Matty Scott, is in the house tonight. So on behalf of all of us, we want to welcome you to this evening's War Room. Our program is entitled Prayers for the Season, because as you know, saints of God, Christmas time can bring out the very best and the very worst of people. But we want you to know tonight that prayer is a gift that we can give to everyone. So tonight we are coming together and we are going to lift up our petitions to the God's throne of grace for our brothers and sisters all over this world. At this time, I am going to ask Minister Tina Brown to open our prayer service with a word of prayer. Amen. Minister Tina?
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this evening, just thanking you for another evening you've given us to come together to be able to lift us up in prayer, all the ones who are listening, those who may not have a chance to listen, but being able to come together in prayer to have you lead us as you guide us as we pray today. Heavenly Father, I come to you just lifting up those who have just lost loved ones right now during this season and how hard it will be for them to get through this season knowing that they lost their loved one, especially for those who don't know you, Lord. We lift them up right now to you, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful that we do know you and we want others to be able to know you as well, Heavenly Father. We are so thankful that we can come together to pray because we know prayer changes things, Heavenly Father. We are so grateful for prayer. And we're so thankful that you do listen to our prayers and that you do answer our prayers, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful for that. May today's service be uplifting for those who are listening near and far. And I ask these things through your Son's name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Tina. You know, I praise God because as Minister Tina prayed and as we talked about the last time we were together, everyone is not joyous during the holiday season. They are dealing with grief. They are dealing with some people are out of work. Some people have been displaced. Some people are in war-torn countries. Some people are facing this winter out in the cold. So we have so much to be thankful for, and we have so much to pray for. So, but as much as we pray, we also want you to know that we are so grateful for what God is already doing in our lives. And I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta Flowers to come in right now because she has a powerful testimony about some things that have taken place in her life, and she will be praying as the Lord leads her. Apostle Zeta, ma'am, why don't you come on in and just share with us as God would have you to, as God would lead you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook. Praise the Lord. Well, yes, I do have some testimonies, and I'm very thankful. I'm always thankful and always showing my gratitude toward the Lord because he continues to do great things for us, his children, and all of his promises are yea and amen. And I truly trust God by faith. I just trust him, you know, no matter what I'm confronted with, no matter what I have to go through, no matter what the trials are or what I'm faced with, because we don't always know. And, but he's always available for us in our time of need. He's always present. He's, very present in our time of trouble. And one of the most recent testimonies is that I think it was Thursday this week, I was walking down the street, and fortunately, Apostle Shirlene Cook and I were already on the phone. And I not attacked, but very close to being attacked by a large man that started yelling at me. I never met him before, didn't know who he was or anything, but he began to approach me, and he was yelling and saying, you know, things, and told me to take my mask off, which I didn't. And then I, you know, as I was watching him, I continued to walk, and as I was watching him, I realized that he was actually after me. And he lunged out after me, and I started running. I was running and praying, and Apostle Cook was praying, and we were actually in battle. We were in warfare. And I thank God for how he teaches us in his word and how he instructs us and how he prepares us, even when we don't know what we're going to face. And that's from day to day. We don't know. But he has us prepared, and he prepares us with his word, you know, with prayer, and all of the things that are listed in Ephesians 6. As far as putting on our warfare garment. And so when we walk out of our houses or wherever we're going, we need to be prayed up. You know, we need to know the word, what the word means. And, you know, I often quote Isaiah 54, verse 17, quite a lot, and I know many of us do that are believers. We do, because we know that when God is using us, the enemy is not liking it, you know, and he comes against us. And prior to the Lord blessing us, the enemy, that's one of the times that he comes at us, right before a blessing, after a blessing, in between, and all of that. And, of course, we all know that we're always being blessed by the Lord. There's never a time that we're not. But there are certain times that, you know, we're blessed with special things, favor, and things that even some things that we're not even expecting that God just gives us. Satan is angry with us. And so that morning I had a particular place I was heading to. I had an appointment, and very important appointment. It was like one of those that you don't miss, or, you know, if you miss it, you don't know when you'll get another one, kind of thing. So I just believe that the enemy was trying to prevent what was to come, and but it didn't happen. You know, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and it didn't. And I thank God. I thank God for Apostle Cook, because we, I was going to get off the phone earlier because I thought I was talking too much, and she might have needed some time, and she didn't. So we did. We kept talking, and then when I was approached by this man, we were still on the phone, and she continued to pray for me until it was over. And I actually, when I ran into a store and asked the first person I saw to call the police. But then I saw the person that was after me pass by. He didn't see me, but I saw him, and I'm sure he assumed that I was in there. But that's when I told the storekeeper not to bother calling the police, that I needed to get somewhere. So I walked out and actually got to my appointment early.
Amen.
So praise God for goodness. And I have many other testimonies, but I don't think that was the one that she, I mean, I think this was the one that she was thinking more of me sharing tonight. So that's the one I felt led to share. So no matter what we're faced with or who we are facing, you know, we're not dealing with flesh and blood. And that's what we have to remember. And to know that, you know, Satan's behind it, demonic forces, you know, all of these things. And it's not the individual. It's who's working through the individual or individuals. It happened to be this one person. So we just need to know that we can trust God, put our trust in him, continue to walk by faith, walk by the Spirit, know that everything that God has poured into us has meaning, and it's not just for us, but also for the sake of others as well. You know, when we're attacked by Satan, you know, we don't have to react towards the individual, if it's an individual, or begin to use profanity if that's what they're doing, or even have a desire to take revenge, because that should not be in our hearts anyway, because God takes care of us. God also takes care of those that are against us, or those that would attempt to hurt us or harm us in any way. So we don't have to try to fight back physically or carnally, because God has given us weapons already to use, the right weapons, the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Quoting scripture as we were praying and we were binding We were rebuking. We were binding. And it works. And I thank God. I just praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Right. Hallelujah, Jesus. As I said, the Christmas season is one of, again, just as it is with Resurrection Sunday, it is one of the holiest times of the year. So we know that the enemy will be busy trying to spread his ugly taint all over this holiday, this Christmas season. And, you know, we have to understand that my passion, my heart, is for the lost. And when, as we see yeah. so many that are out there today, you know, we have the scammers come out, the thieves come out, those that are dealing with mental illnesses, they are sometimes triggered during the holiday seasons because many people don't know that many that suffer with mental illness, all the lights, all the hoopla, all of that triggers something in them. And it can also, you know, trigger sadness, it can trigger resentment, it can trigger anger. And this Christmas, we really want to pray for those who are struggling. We want to pray for those who do not know the Lord. We want to pray for those who are feeling as though they are slipping, they're on a slippery slope, and they're about to fall. These are the people that we want to hold up. Now, saints of God, we're not saying that if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're out blessing others and you're worshiping God and you know Jesus is the reason for the season, we're glad about that. We're happy about that. But what about Amen. Those who don't know him? What about those who have not encountered Christ? We want to be a catalyst for change here at Spirit Alive. We want to pray for those who are dealing with terminal illnesses or those that are have been those caregivers who are caring for loved ones this Christmas. We want to pray for those who may be so covered up right now, they may have forgotten to stop and pray for themselves. So I just praise God that he is in the blessing business. We do care. We want the world to know we care. We care about the saved. We care about the unsaved. We care about those who have been hurt by folk in the church. We just want you to know that tonight I want each and every person to be led by the Holy Spirit and to pray for the issues that they see this Christmas season and how the Lord lays it upon their heart. Now, we do have Mother Mattie Scott in the house. We do have Mother Gibbons in the house. We have many in the house that I'm going to ask to come forth and pray as the Lord leads. And right now, praise the Lord, let us begin with our elders because we honor our elders here. We honor those that have come before us and have paved the way and have been living examples of God's love for us throughout the years. So I'm going to ask Mother Mattie Scott to come forth, and I would like for her to begin to pray as God leads. Mother Scott? Okay, she must be having technical difficulty, so that's up, but that's okay. The enemy is always busy, but we know she'll come through in just a second. Hallelujah. So why don't we, while we get that together, why don't we move to, once again, to Minister Tina Brown, and we want you to just come as the Holy Ghost leads you, hon. And you pray for whomever, whatever, however the Lord leads you to pray during this prayer meeting. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace again, just giving you all the honor and the praise and the glory for having this prayer service today. We pray for those who are lost right now, who may be out in the cold, have nowhere to go, that may be feeling abandoned, may be feeling like they have no hope, may be feeling like they don't have anybody in their life, Heavenly Father. We pray that they get led somewhere that will lead them to you, Heavenly Father. We pray for the children that are out there right now with no home. Maybe they're in a foster care home. Maybe they're even in juvenile hall, Heavenly Father. And they feel like they have no hope, Heavenly Father. They feel like they've been abandoned and they've been left behind and that nobody loves them, Heavenly Father. We ask that you lead them so that somebody can show them love and give them the love that they need and the support that they need during this difficult time for them, Heavenly Father. We're just so thankful that we can come together today to pray for the people, your people, our people, to be able to lift them up in prayer, especially those who are lost, whether they be adults or children, the elderly. We pray for the elderly who are in homes, who don't have anybody to come see them. They're so lonely, Heavenly Father. We just pray for someone to bless them, Heavenly Father, because they feel loved as well. And we're just so thankful that you give us the time to be able to come together to lift these people up to you,
yes,
Heavenly
Lord.
Father. In Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tina. Now
Amen.
Let us hear from the mighty man of God. Hallelujah. We have our bishop in the house with us tonight, Bishop Lester Carver. Man of God, come on in and speak to God's people as the Lord has led you.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Yeah, tonight I really want to focus on all that God has done for us this year and all God is doing during this last month of the year, because this is a time that has tradition. It's been the Feast of Lights. It's been a time of light and remembrance and a time that allows us to reflect on the things of God. And for us, one of the things that we really need to remember is that the church is made up of Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians, and we're all Christians, but we were all Jews or Gentiles before that, and we were made one body of Christ. And so as we look around the countries, around the world, I'd like for us to pray for all of those countries that are listening to the network, that are a part of Spirit Alive Network family around the globe. And I'm going to pray for those places in the world so that we are aware that our family is growing daily, globally, because God desires that his word travel around the world, that everybody gets to hear of the death, burial, and resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ, without getting encumbered by all of the distractions of life. That's the devil's job, is to keep everybody distracted, looking at everything else except Jesus Christ, the Son of God, because he knows if he can keep them away from Jesus Christ, the Son of God, there's no way they're ever going to get to God, because you got to go through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and accept him as your master and Lord in order to go before the throne of God. So I'm going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all of your goodness. I thank you for all of your graciousness. I thank you for the power of your word that you have made available to each and every one of us so that we can experience your righteousness, so that we can experience your judgment, so that we can experience your loving kindness, so that we can experience your mercy, and so that we can experience your faithfulness, God. Father, allow us to learn to be the lights of the world so that we can illuminate those dark places and draw those out who see no hope, who see no light, who see no relief, so that they can embrace life, and not just life, but life more than abundantly. Father, I thank you for you making that more than abundant life through the death, burial, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for you making it available for all of us to be physically whole through the beatings of your Son, Jesus Christ, that he took on our behalf before he was nailed to the cross. Father, I thank you for how his blood paid for all of our sin and how we have been made your righteousness through that blood.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for realizing that and understanding that is what makes us worthy to receive all of your blessings, to receive all of your, to receive all of your mercy, to ourselves, to identify ourselves as being righteous so that we know that our prayers are heard by you. Father, I know that you hear us. I know that you see us. Father, I thank you for those who do not yet know you, understanding that if they're listening to this message and this prayer right now, that they know that you have your eye on them now. Father, draw them to you through that light of your word, through the light of all that you have placed in this earth, through your love that you manifest in giving your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for their sin and to be beat for their physical wholeness and their restoration and their deliverance and their freedom. Father, allow them to no longer be slaves to circumstances, but to be free through the power of your word. Allow them to be cleansed through the power of the word. Father, I thank you for you allowing them to experience the fullness of your power, the fullness of your might, so that the light can come on in their life and they can be drawn to you and they can draw to you because of their experience tonight through your prayers. Whether they are in Canada, whether they're in the United States, whether they're in Brazil, whether they're in Chile, whether they're in Russia, whether they're in the United Kingdom, whether they're in Latvia, whether they're in Romania, whether they're in Hungary, whether they are in Ethiopia, whether they are in Botswana, whether they're in Australia, whether they're in New Zealand, whether they're in India, whether they're in Thailand, whether they're in Japan, whether they're in South Korea, whether they're in Russia. Lord, let them know that your eye is upon them, that your hand is upon them, that your word is available to them, and that your light is able to draw them out of the darkness of any situation that would make them feel hopeless.
Yes, Lord.
Withdrawal, that would make them feel disturbed. And Father, give them freedom. Give them relief. Give them the way out through your Son, Jesus Christ, that they can come to know tonight by making him their master and Lord so that they can come to you boldly before your throne, having passed through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, that pays for all of their sins. Father, I thank you right now for his broken body, making wholeness available to those who feel like they just can't go on. Father, I thank you for you allowing them to focus on those breaths that they're taking that allow them to be here and experience not just the discomfort, but the hope of deliverance, the promise of deliverance. Allow them to see the circumstance today so that they can embrace the healing and the testimony of tomorrow because they dared to believe your word, because they dared to take a step toward you as you promised to take a step toward them when their faith is made manifest by them acting on what it is that has been made available to them through your word and not through the circumstances. Allow them to look past the circumstances to your promises in your word that you've made available to them and allow them to act and receive healing right now.
Yes, Lord.
Deliverance right now. Allow them to receive encouragement right now. Allow them to receive restoration right now. Father, I thank you for that perfect peace that passes understanding, to pass the understanding to them right now of what is available when they look past the circumstances of now toward your promise that you've made available to them, God. Father, I thank you for everyone having a desire to come to a knowledge of your word. I thank you for them going past their pride and submitting to you and just calling out to your son, Jesus Christ, and allowing him to be the master and Lord of their life. I thank you for this right now in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so much. And we are so grateful for all of our listeners all over the world. And we just pray that you would receive all that Christ has to offer you, not only for this Christmas, but for until he returns to call us all home. Now, once again, I'm going to check with my elders. Beautiful Mother Matt Peace. Mother Matt Peace Scott, are you in the room with us, darling?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I was here before. I don't know what happened, but like Apostle Zeta said, she said, the devil, Satan, is busy. He is.
Yes,
I believe it or not, I lost all my contact in my other phone. I had to get another phone. So, but I'm still here. The devil is a liar. But I just want to also say about Apostle Zeta, we thank God that she's safe in the midst of whatever was going on. I missed some of what she was saying, and I got on there a little late, but we just thank God that she's all right.
Yes.
Yeah, we thank
you. Yes,
yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
This is the Christmas season, and I tell you, these people are doing everything. The bus driver told me that a lady got robbed on Austin Way and Shattuck in Berkeley. Said the man tried to take her purse from her, and she fought him back, but he hit her in her face, and the bus driver got off the bus. He took a chance on losing his life and his job. He intervened to help that elderly lady. The lady still got a purse, but he hit her in her face. And I pray for that lady. Pray that she's all right. So I'm gonna go to the holy, beautiful throne of Father God and King Jesus grace right now. We're going to their beautiful holy throne of grace right now. Father God, King Jesus, we just thank you right now for your many, many blessings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do now. And we thank you, Lord, for what you will do in the future, Lord, because you never change. We change, but you don't never change. And we just thank you right now. And I'm lifting up the homeless. I'm lifting up the orphans. I'm lifting up the widows, the elderly, the little children, the children, the babies that wasn't asked to be here, the teenagers, the young adults. I'm lifting them up, Lord, that don't know you, Lord, and the pardon of their sins. I'm lifting up the lost souls. I'm lifting up the afflicted, the poverty, poor, the incarcerated behind prison state bars and juvenile bars. I'm lifting up the street people, the gangbangers, the drug dealers, the junkies, the alcoholics, the street hustlers, the pimps, and the prostitutes. All them, I'm lifting them up in prayer because they're somebody's son or daughter or grandchild or something, Lord. I'm lifting up the whole world from the White House, Congress, the senators, the congressmen, congresswomen, the senators, the president, vice president, even the governor, and all over the world. I'm just lifting up everybody, Lord, even across seas, Lord, and praying, Lord, that Spirit Alive will bring more and more lost souls to study in your word and come to you, Lord,
thank
in
you,
spirit
Jesus.
And in truth. So We've been praying, Lord, that Spirit Alive is helping lost souls, and I know that it is, Lord. And I pray, Lord, right now that you bless Bishop Cook and Spirit Alive family where they can gain more and more saved souls, Lord. I thank you. And just, Lord, I thank you. My heart is grateful. My heart is going out to the elderly lady that got robbed. I pray, Lord, that she's all right. I pray that she be able to come home to her home and be all right. But I'm also praying, Lord, that you will not let her fear, have no fear when she go out. Because, Lord, you don't give us no fear. You don't give us no fear. You give us boldness. You give us boldness in your word. You give us boldness to speak out. You give us boldness to stand on. The devil is about fear. So I pray that that elderly lady will not be afraid when she go out. Keep your heavenly shield of protection, your heavenly shield of protection, your heavenly arms of protection around her. And camp your heavenly angels around her, Lord. And cover her, Lord, in your blood, Lord. Because she's somebody's mother, somebody's grandmother, somebody's aunt.
Yes,
Lord, I pray for her recovery. And as far as the man that robbed her, I pray that justice will be served. Justice will be served. And younger people, some of them, they don't have respect for their elders. And I'm wondering, is this how he would treat his mother? Is this how he would treat his grandmother? You rob an elderly lady, try to take her purse. Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. And pray. But just pray for the young people. Pray for the children, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you right now. Just thank you. I just thank you for your many, many blessings. But I lift up the Holy Land again. I lift up Israel.
Yeah.
Israel and the Palestinians, Lord. The Holy Land. I just lift them up in prayer. Even in Africa, people in Africa are suffering. The United States don't help Africa and bring food and medical supplies and so forth to Africa like they should. So I'm lifting up Africa as well. Lifting up Ukraine. Lifting up the whole universe, Lord. And I just thank you so much for your many, many blessings. But I pray, Lord, for your love. I pray, Lord, that your love rain down upon us. That's something that we don't have enough of is love in the world. People too mean and too hateful, Lord. So I pray for your love, Lord. I just pray for your love. And I thank you so much, Father God, for your beautiful darling son, King Jesus. He hung, bled, and died, but he rose in 3 days with all power in his hands, sitting on the right hand of Father God. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you because King Jesus conquered death for us. And because of King Jesus, he's our mediator. When we pray, he goes to you, Father God, on our behalf. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for being Father God. We thank you, Lord, for your son, King Jesus. Lord, my heart is just grateful right now.
Yeah.
I lift up the homeless, Lord. I lift up the homeless. It's been awful cold, Lord. It's been awful cold.
Yes.
Please, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Because things is going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But I know, Lord, you take care of your own, no matter how hard and tough it is. Take care of your own, Lord. So I thank you, Lord. I just thank you because you're worthy. You're just worthy to be, Lord. Just worthy. It's working, Lord.
Yeah.
And I thank you for Mrs. Gibbons. Mrs. Gibbons is on the air, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. She's on the air. And I thank you, Lord, for the Spirit Alive family. Thank you, Lord, for all that they do all across the world. People be listening all across the world. So, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be able to be a part of it. So, Lord, I thank you.
Yes,
the enemy tried to stop me. I lost my contact. All kind of stuff is going on. But guess what, Lord? I'm on Spirit Alive. So I just thank you right now. I thank you for everything. All honor, all glory, all praises go to you, Father God and King Jesus. Because you're working from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Like the song said, oh, Lord, talking about the man from Galilee that walked the waters and caught the sea. And the song says, take a look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. And you won't look at others differently. But put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. King Jesus, you walk that water. You walk that water, Lord, and you calm the sea. Lord, you're powerful. You're almighty. You're powerful. You're just, oh, Lord, everlasting Father, wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace.
Yes.
Lord, personal Lord and Savior. Oh, You're my Savior. You're my Messiah. Lord, I thank you. Even the angels in heaven, they bow down. They bow down to you, Lord. Holy, 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 because you are holy. There's no one like you, Father God. There's nobody like you, King Jesus. Because you're my will, Miller will. You're my rose of Sharon. You're my lily of the valley. You're my bright morning star. You're my bridge over troubled water. You're my Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you are our Prince of Peace. Jehovah Shalom, you are our Lord, the reign of victory. Jehovah Rapha, Lord, you are a healer. The lady that had an issue with blood, she said, if I could just touch the hem of King Jesus' garment, I will be made whole. She couldn't get to you, Lord. She pressed her way through the crowd. She pressed her way through the crowd, and she just touched the hem of your garment. And when she touched you, Lord, the power came from you. The power came from you. You turned around and looked. And she had so much faith in you, Lord. Her faith had healed her that very moment, Lord. You gave her that peace. You gave her that peace, Lord. She had went to all kind of doctors. But, Lord, you are a doctor above all doctors. You're a surgeon above all surgeons. You're the only surgeon that don't need no surgical medical tools and no blood has to be shown because you have all the knowledge and all the him. All the medicine and cures in the hem of your garment, there's power and healing in your name. If you just call on the name, King Jesus and Father God, you will come and see about your children. You will come to their aid when people not treat me right and people mistreat me. Lord, you say vengeance is mine, says the Lord, and I will repay. And I know that you will. I know that you have. Just hold on, because the Bible says, you say, Lord, I am God. I am God. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and the Lord will. The Lord will. The Lord will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and the Lord will come. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Jesus.
I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Lord, when I feel this way, I can't help myself. Because when I look back over my life, I look back over my life and I think about my mother who's been gone home to glory for 27 years. My dad's been gone longer than that because he died when I was 5 years old. Oh, but I know what you can do, Lord. You're a miracle worker. You're a way maker. You're a bird bearer. I have it, Lord, carry. Lord,
in
this right now, you're a lawyer in the courtroom. You're a doctor in the hospital. Thank you, Lord, because you're worthy, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Even the devil and the demons in hell, they tremble because they know, Lord, you are in control. Thank you, Lord. You said, I am Alpha. I am Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. Lord, I thank you. You are the first and the last. Lord, I thank you. I thank you right now for Bishop Cook and my Spirit Alive family. Thank you, Lord. Bless them and their homes. Bless them, Lord. Cover them in your blood. Continue to bless them with prosperity, peace, and happiness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And all
thank
these blessings I ask in the precious mighty name of King Jesus and Father God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Now, Mother Gibbons, let me see. Is my Mother Gibbons up in this room?
Yes. Hello?
There she go. Hallelujah. Mother Gibbons. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening to everyone. This is the happiest time of the year for me because I lost my two children and also my husband. I lost my young daughter at the age of 38, my older daughter at the age of 56, and my husband at the age of 89. We've been married 63 or 4 years. And I just thank God for allowing me to move on and to protect me each and every day. And the prayer that I want to share with you, I read it every morning. But instead of making it a selfish prayer, it's going to be for all of you. So please listen. Heavenly Father, I call on you right now in a special way. It is through your power that we were created. Every breath we take, every morning we wake, and every moment of the hour we live under your power, dear Father. Father, I ask you to touch us with the same power, for if you created us from nothing, you can certainly recreate us. Fill us with the healing power of your spirit, dear Lord. Cast out anything that should not be in us. Mend what is broken. Root out any unprotective cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins and rebuild any damaged areas. Father, remove any inflammation and cleanse any infections. Let the warmth of your healing love pass through our bodies to make new any unhealthy areas so that our bodies function the way you created it to be function. And Father, restore us to full health in mind and body so that we may serve you the rest of our lives. And I ask this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen, and thank God. And I thank all of you for the beautiful prayers that you prayed tonight. God bless each and all of you, and I hope you all have a merry, merry Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Mother. I just love the two ladies that you just heard speak.
We love you, too.
Because they just blessed my soul. And I just praise God that the Spirit Alive Network, we are multicultural, multigenerational network. Hallelujah. We are so blessed to have beautiful mothers like Mother Givens and Mother Mackie and, of course, Mother Mitchell. We are so blessed to have men of God like Bishop Lester Carver and Deacon William Isbell. We are truly blessed by our family here, and we pray that the Lord will allow us to continue to bless you with his holy word. Now, if you know anything about Apostle Shalene Cook, you will know that you may call me apostle, you may call me bishop, you may call me prophet, you may call me pastor or teacher, but my passion is and always has been evangelism. I have always had a passion for those who are lost. I have always had a passion for those who are broken. I have always had a passion for those who just need to be shown a more excellent way. And because of that, I have asked Apostle Zeta Flowers to come and to extend the invitation. We don't ever want there to be an occasion when we come together and we don't extend the invitation. And what she is going to invite you into is not into a church. She is not inviting you into Spirit Alive. She's inviting you to enter in to a loving relationship with your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. She is inviting you, hallelujah, to partake in the hope that is in Christ Jesus. So right now, I'm going to ask Apostle Zeta to come and to extend that invitation to our unsaved brothers and sisters all over the world. Amen. Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for the prayers that have gone up. Truly, it has been a blessing because it was shown that the love that we have in our hearts, we express it to others as well, because God loves us, and he loves us so much. Hallelujah. We know that he died for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
The scripture lets us know that he loved us. He loves us so much. And thinking about 1 John, the 4th chapter, where it lets us know about the source of love, and that's God. It says in the 8th verse here, he that loveth not knoweth, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love, praise God. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Amen. Hallelujah. So he has proved his love for us, praise God, in a great way. He gave up his life for us so that we could have life eternally, praise God. So I'm going to just share a couple of scriptures in Romans. That's, we call it the road to salvation, the book of Romans, praise God. So I'm going to share a few scriptures, and then those that are ready to accept the Lord tonight, you can be led tonight to the Lord. He's already waiting for you. He's already asking you to come, praise God. In so many ways, he lets us know that he is present and he's welcoming us into his kingdom because he loves us that much, praise God. Also in the 4th chapter, 1 John, the 4th chapter, it also says in the 14th verse, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Verse 15 says, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. So all you need to do is really confess. And verse 16 says, and we have known and believe the love that God has toward us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. Praise God. So we can always, all of us can have his love. We can know his love. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says, herein our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Praise God. But we can have that perfect love. Praise God. We can know that love when we get to know God. So if there's anyone that is ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And it's not that hard. And sometimes people think it's really hard to accept the Lord, to accept salvation. But it really is not. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans, the 10th chapter, says that, but what saith it? The word is nigh in thy heart. Hallelujah. That is the word of faith. By faith we believe that there is a God. By faith we believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And by faith we believe that he died for us, and then he rose again on the third day. Praise God. Verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So it's not hard at all, praise God. So if you're ready to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, all you have to do is make that confession, know in your heart that you are a sinner, that you are ready to be saved by God's grace. Amen. So I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I am ready tonight to accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I know that I'm a sinner, and I am ready to be saved. So I am accepting you tonight, knowing that you did die for me, but you are living for me, and that you have promised me eternal life. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you have confessed with your mouth, praise God, salvation is yours now.
Yes.
God bless you.
Amen. Now, Apostle Zeta, would you go ahead and come forth with your prayer that God has placed in your heart tonight?
Amen. Yes. Yes, I will. I was thinking about those that are abused, bruised and abused, and also for those that their hearts are hurting, those that are feeling like they have no one. At this season, as you said before, so many people feel that way. There are people that, especially in situations where they can't be with their loved ones, they may have loved ones, but for whatever reason, they can't be with them. Some of the ones that, because of their behavior, they can't be around their families. And so some of them are feeling at a loss. And just this week, past week, we have met with some of them and talked with them. And so we know how it is. But, you know, God loves us all. And the more we pray for them, the more we express God's love toward them and allow them to know that there is hope, then their lives can be changed. Their lives can be transformed. So I want to lift those ones up tonight. Father God, I lift up those that are abused and bruised, that are suffering through these situations and feeling like there is no hope, that they can't get out, especially women that are continuing to be abused even in the presence of their own children. I pray, Lord, for a way out for them. Pray for their children, that they will be cared for, that they will know your love in spite of. I lift up the abusers
that
need to be saved. Their lives need to be transformed. And I pray for a way for them to know you in the pardoning of their sins in spite of their own past hurts or even some of them being abused themselves. I lift them up tonight in the name of Jesus. And pray for those, Lord, that are without families tonight, those that have lost loved ones, those that just cannot be around their loved ones.
My Lord.
Those that are imprisoned.
Yes, Lord.
And can't get out. And children that have parents that are in prison.
Yes, yes.
Really understand the situation, desiring to see them and cannot. I lift them up tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Asking that your love will be shown toward them through others.
Yes.
That you will have mercy.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That there will be a way made for them, a better way.
Mm.
And that better way is in knowing you.
Yes.
And knowing your love. And knowing that you are present with them and for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah. I just want to, everybody that's in the studio, your mics are unmuted so people can hear you. You are live. Would anybody else like to have say a prayer or have a word at this time? Deacon William, you are also welcome to have a word if you would like. If you are in the sanctuary tonight and you would like to lift up a prayer, you can kindly hit your 1, and I will address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But I do want to give everyone an opportunity that wants to pray or that wants to speak to do so. Amen. Deacon Williams,
man,
did you have a word tonight, man of God?
No, my prayers are 2 prayers of gratitude. My first prayer of gratitude to my Heavenly Father is that the Apostle Zeta Flowers meant no harm. And the gentleman who precipitated this incident, I hope that he can find the help that he needs to not be a nuisance to people out on the street. My second prayer is to you, Apostle Cook. Thanksgiving Day, I was feeling pretty low. I had no place to go, and I received a call from Apostle Cook that she and her mother would like me to have Thanksgiving dinner with them. And I can't begin to tell you how much that meant to me and how much I appreciate that. So thank you for everything you've done and for the Spirit of Life family and all that they mean to this world. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, God. William. Thank you. God bless you. God is good. Hallelujah. We have been, this has been a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful prayer meeting. And I just want Father God to know that I come before him tonight on my face, just praising him for being who he is. I come before you, Father God, just thanking you for all
you,
that
Jesus.
You're doing in us, through us, and for us.
Yes.
Lord God, we pray that you use us, continue to use us, God, to close doors of hate and open doors of love.
Yes,
Lord God,
Jesus.
Let our loving kindness demonstrate who you are. Father God, I pray that you will continue to endow us from on high so that we can live Christmas every day.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Lord, when we celebrate you, we are celebrating your love for us. And we want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
We
thank
you, Lord, that no matter what we're going through, no matter what season we are in, you are there. You are there.
Yes.
Every step of the way. And we are so grateful.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're just praying, Lord, for all of those. Hallelujah. I stand in agreement with every prayer that has been prayed. I stand with your minister, Tina, as she prayed for those who are maybe suffering from depression or loneliness or despair.
Yes.
I stand with my brother Bishop as he prayed for our Spirit Alive family all over this world. And it is our prayer that people all over this world, Lord God, would come to know you in the pardon of their sin.
Yes.
I stand in agreement, hallelujah, with Mother Mattie. And she prayed for those sinners that are out there, Lord, those perpetrators, Lord. We must pray for our enemies as we pray for ourselves.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord God, we pray against the spirit of resentment and greed and chaos we pray against those evil spirits that cause others to do the things that they do, especially during the Christmas season. We pray that they would come to know you in the pardon of their sin, so that they would not be enemies of you, and they would no longer have to be enemies with us. Lord, I pray that you send hearts, people with hearts of compassion, with that put hands and feet on their prayers this Christmas, to bless the homes, to go into those women's shelters, to go into those nursing homes, Lord God, those that will just pick up a phone and call somebody and say, I'm here for you. And let all that begin with us, Lord God. We want to continue to be your hands, your feet, your light, your voice. Lord, we just pray for those who are struggling with finances and still worrying about the trappings of Christmas. It's our prayer that everyone would know the true meaning of Christmas, that they would know that living Christmas simply means worshiping you, thanking you for our salvation, thanking you that you loved us so much that you sent your only begotten Son. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for your Son, we would all be on our way to hell, Lord God. And I'm so thankful, that you came into my life and you made that change in me so that I no longer fear death, but I'm going to rejoice in being in your presence. Lord God, I thank you, and I stand in agreement with Mother Givens, Lord. We know that you are a healer. We want you to just continue to cleanse us through and through. We want you to continue to create in us a clean heart and continue to renew in us a right spirit. Renew our minds with your holy word, Father God. Fill our hearts, Lord God, with everything that is of you. Lord, continue to help us to be disciples that make disciples, who will make disciples all over this world. I want to thank you, and I stand, hallelujah, with my beautiful mother apostle, Lord God, praying for those who are being abused, exploited, misused, Lord God. We know that you have said vengeance is mine and that you shall repay. So, Father, we pray that those who find themselves in that situation would just look to the hills from which cometh their help. That they would stop and remember that you are God Almighty all by yourself. You don't need no help taking care of a situation, God. So, Lord, we just come tonight thanking you. Thanking you, Lord
Jesus.
Thanking you that you spared Apostle Zeta. Thanking you, Father God.
Thank you, Jesus.
You helped the lady on the bus.
Lord.
Thanking you, Father God, that even in the midst of chaos, you are our peace. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of all the confusion and hoopla, you have given us joy. We thank you, Father God.
Yes, you have.
That you, hallelujah, take us by the hand and you will never leave us nor forsake us.
Thank you,
Jesus. So, Lord, I just want to thank you for each and every beautiful servant leader that is here tonight. Minister Tina, Apostle Zeta, Bishop Lester, Deacon William, Mother Matt T., Mother Given. We just want to thank you for those who are faithful to come out and stand for in the gap for others. Lord, we just thank you for this time, and we thank you for this season. And most importantly, Father God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. And it is in his name that we do pray it all. Amen. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to say to each and every one of you, first of all, again, to the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive. And yes, Mother Mattie and Mother Givens are a part of the Spirit Alive family. Yes, they are and always will be. They're not going nowhere as far as I'm concerned. So I just want everybody to know, hallelujah, you don't have to. We are one body in Christ, and it truly blesses me that these two beautiful ladies come over and pray on us. pray for us and love on us and support us the way that they do. And I want to thank God for them both. Hallelujah. I just give God glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I want to thank God for Deacon William. And I just want to thank God for all of you around the world that are listening to this broadcast live, and you will hear this, or you will be listening to this broadcast in archives in our library. We pray,
yes, Lord,
that the love, the hope, and the light of Christmas lights your heart a fire.
Yes,
Jesus. So that you might go tell others.
Thank you, Jesus.
About the mighty God that we serve.
Yes.
We
yes,
pray
Lord.
That you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed
week.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Yes. That you have
yes.
a very, very
yes,
Merry
Lord.
Christmas
on
a very blessed and prosperous new year from all of
yes,
us
Lord.
Here and taking it
yes.
to the street and the Spirit Alive Network. We pray that you go with God, be blessed, and it's our fervent prayer from our household to yours that you
yes.
be ye transformed.
Mm.
Good night.
Yes.
God bless you, everyone. God
night.
Bless you,
God
Spirit
bless
Alive family.
God
love
bless you.
Oh,
God bless you. Good night. Love
God
you all.
You.
And Merry Christmas.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
God bless
love
you.
Love you all.
Love you, Mother
God
Given.
Bless you.
Love you, too. Thank God for you.
Yes, thank God for you. Love you. Love you all.
Love you too, babe.
Love you too. Love you too, Mrs. Givens. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes,
yes.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
God bless.